Wendy Snyder here, sitting in for Bob Surratt. He's taken a couple of days off, and he'll be back on Monday. And Dane Neal joins us now. Hi, Dane.
Hey, it's good to be in. Good to see you. This is an exciting time. Great weather, right?
Bob is missing out. Summer is right around the corner. I know it's technically spring, but I am so ready for summer, ready for some racetrack action.
Yeah. Well, you think about this, and it is a time. So Chicago is, you know, we have the Chicago Street Race for NASCAR, of course, the Indy 500, WGN, the first station to ever broadcast the Indy 500. And then coming up the 15th to the 18th of May, which is super around the corner, is the Route 66 Nationals and NHRA with the fastest racing in the world, the over 300 miles an hour.
All right. I have been to the Route 66 Raceway or whatever it's called in Joliet.
Well, they have a whole compound there. So they've got Route 66, which is the drag strip. They've got that. They've got a dirt track there. Then Chicagoland Speedway was the oval where, you know, NASCAR raced for many years.
Yeah. My husband Jimmy Mack was into NASCAR, and I watched for quite a while when Tony Stewart was racing and Dale Jr. And the Waltrips. I liked Michael Waltrip, Daryl Waltrip. But there was a cool guy who just walked in the door, Tony Stewart. I think I had a Matchbox Home Depot car because I just was such a fan.
It's easy.
It is tough welcoming into Chicago for sure. And of course, the studio, one of the greatest racers of all time, USAC champion, three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, IndyCar champion, and now a winner in Top Fuel for NHRA. It's Tony Stewart.
Finally, I won a race in NHRA. About time. Took over a year. I'm greedy.
All right. So NHRA, for those of you who don't know, National Hot Rod Association. Yep. All right. So I need to know the difference between NASCAR and IndyCar because you did both of them.
I did.
And
so
won.
I tell everyone, an IndyCar, a NASCAR, if you're going to do that comparison, Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the best way to start that. And I tell everybody, I'm like, think of going into turn one at Indy with an Indy car, we'll use a tennis ball to represent that. And we'll take the stock car and we're going to do a bowling ball to represent that. So if I rolled a tennis ball to you and you were trying to make it turn 90 degrees, which is what turn one, all four turns are 90 degree turns there. So if I rolled a tennis ball to you and I said, make it change direction 90 degrees, you just hit it and turn it and keep going. It wouldn't even lose momentum. A bowling ball, if I rolled
harder.
A 15 pound bowling ball to you, you would have to slow it down, catch it, and then get it pointed the right direction, and then get it to accelerate again. So that's the difference.
Oh, man. All right. That is a great explanation. Thank you so much for that. Now, National Hot Rod Association, what's NHRA now? Why are there so many different cars?
They have a lot of different classes, but a lot of them are sportsman classes. So literally, my dad's 87 years old. He's never drag raced in his life. He wants to start drag racing now.
Get
out. He's
going
to start this new career at 87.
I've got to say, Wendy, and Tony will know this too, even though he came later to the sport in his career and is now, you know, he's got a team and winning and all that, it has the most potential of any of the motorsports because it is immediate gratification. I mean, it is as big and as loud as it can be. And someone is winning, you know, just a few seconds, right, going over 300 miles an hour.
Yeah, and what I tell everybody, it's, you know, I remember seeing an interview when I started dating my wife, Leah. I cyber-stalked her for a couple weeks after our first date and wanted to know more about her. And I remember seeing an interview she had done, and somebody asked her what she thought the difference was between NASCAR and what the Cup Series does and what they do in NHRA drag racing. And she said, what they do in 3.5 hours, we do in 3.5 seconds. And
that
is
golly, Miss Molly.
Absolutely as correct as it can be. So you take the excitement and what we do in NASCAR, what I used to do in NASCAR, and condense that down and cram it together, and that's how intense that 3.5 second run is from zero to over 330 miles an hour in 1,000 feet. That is less than a quarter mile. A quarter mile is 1,320 feet. So because Top Fuel and Funny Car were running so fast, they had to shorten the distance, and they are back to running the same speeds in 1,000 feet that they were at 1,320 feet.
Now, Wendy, you got to think about this. Tony, you've been on TV and on the track your entire career. For the fan experience, describe for the listeners, of course, we'll have links up for tickets, but every ticket is a pit pass. The access is unparalleled.
So if you go to a NASCAR race or go to the Indy 500, you cannot go into the garage area where the cars are being worked on and see the teams and the drivers. you go to an NHRA race with your family, you literally can walk right up to the pit and be within 30, 40 feet of where the guys are assembling and disassembling these motors. And then they do that in 45 minutes. They literally, when we come back from a run, tear the motor down and rebuild it in that short amount of time. But you don't have to buy another pass. You don't have to spend more money to go see that. You literally get to walk right up there. Then when they get done building the motors, we do the warm-up in the pit. So it's nitromethane. So you get the smell, you get the vibration, you get the sound. And then you go up and you get to watch these cars run. Like you say, 3.5 second run. And then 2 minutes later, there's another pair of them doing the same thing. So it is absolutely a very fan-friendly experience, I think more so than any other sport.
I cannot wait. And just to get to the end of this, is it pit row or pit road?
It's just the pit area.
Okay.
So pit road is what you see the cars when they're doing pit stops.
Okay.
Whether they're changing tires and putting fuel in during the race. There isn't that area. For us, it's just literally the pit area where each team has their pits set up, and it's where they work on service on the cars.
And are you a terrible Uber passenger? Someone else drives?
My wife, if she was here, would immediately be grabbing the mic and the headset here and go and telling you how bad. I'm on a 3-strike rule when I ride with my wife. The third time I tell her that she's too close or she needs a speed up or she's missing a turn or whatever, she literally, doesn't matter where we're at, what road we're on, will stop, put it in park, get out like a Chinese fire drill, and will stand at the passenger door until I get out or scoot over into the driver's seat.
Just do the spotter wise, like bumper, clear, right? You could do that.
I'm like a 5-year-old. You put me in a car, and if I'm not driving, I just have to play a video game where I'm not watching what's going on, or I absolutely will be the world's worst backseat driver.
There's a Switch 2 coming out in June, so you can play that while your wife drives.
I need to do something. Listen, I need a tranquilizer when I run with my wife.
All right, we have 1 minute, so tell us how we can go see Tony Stewart.
And all the stars of NHRA. It's NHRA.com for tickets. And also, Tony, and this is another reason why Chicago area and people will travel for this. We are spoiled. The venue there at Route 66, the Coliseum of Speed, it's as good as it gets.
Yeah, it really is. And May 16th through the 18th, the weather's great. And like I said, you get to come out and you get to see a lot of great race cars. You get to see junior dragsters. So the little kids that come and see the races can watch kids that are their age literally get junior dragsters and go down the racetrack running 80 miles an hour in a dragster.
I can't wait. It'll be fun. The weather's nice, and I'll teach you how to parallel park after the show, okay?
I'll teach you how to parallel park. We need to teach Josh that we rode with how to parallel park.
Yes,
that
indeed.
Seems to be his Achilles heel and his kryptonite right now.
An honor to meet you, Tony Stewart. Dane Neal, thank you so much.